Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Don't you love these voices of radio? I've heard them my whole life. You know, traffic and weather on the 8s. This is how I grew up. And it's great to see you. Let me just say that, you know, I started a business about 40 years ago. And you know, I remember that first check coming in. I remember at the end of the month when you had a little bit left over, you knew what that meant. I remember trying to get that certificate of incorporation from the state of Connecticut so I could get my bid in on time, and nobody was answering the damn phone up there, and I had to get something there, and I'd send them a prepaid Federal Express, just get me the certificate. So I remember the frustrations as well, but I really remember the joy of being my own boss and watching a company happen. And we need a lot more of that in the state of Connecticut. You know, we used to be the entrepreneurial capital of the world. You see all the things that were developed here. I was just at Sikorsky the other day. We invented the helicopter, the submarine, the Frisbee, pizza slices. And we sort of lost a little bit of our entrepreneurial juice. Anyway, that's changing. I'm going to do everything I can to be a champion for small business. I come out of the world of IT. We did a public-private partnerships with major universities building their telecommunication systems. And so the first thing I did when I went up to Hartford is I looked around and saw these 40-year-old legacy IT systems. And one of the things that makes government expensive, government slow, and a lousy customer experience. And that's all operated by the Department of Administrative Services. Usually you have a mayor or a state senator, somebody who runs this department. I got a 12-year veteran of IBM, Josh Jabal, to do that. We're putting money into IT. We are creating the platform. And I don't know if there are any computer science or IT folks here, software, but you're going to be building the applications that help bring a state government into the 21st century. That's how we lean up government. That's how we can hold the cost down. And that's how we make for a customer experience that works. I don't know
that's
if you'd like to go.
That's a great example. Those are the types of stories we like to hear. I did not know what you just said. That's very interesting. A couple of quick questions. I know that you have to leave, but tolls, 4 cents a mile is probably going to happen. What's the latest?
That's why I was sort of filibustering, actually. Let me tell you, I've gone to every single a business leader in this state, and they say, and they are right, that our transportation system is in disarray. It's bumper to bumper. It's gridlock. It takes you 10 minutes longer to get from Stanford to New York than it did, you know, just 15 years ago. And we've got to be part of the greater New York, you know, ecosystem and fixing our transportation system, speeding up our rail, repairing our broken roads and bridges is really key to what we've got to do going forward. And you got to find a way to pay for it. Obviously, the gasoline tax, which was the engine of how we paid for transportation, is diminishing a little bit with more fuel-efficient vehicles. Some folks say we can just borrow more to do it, put more on the credit card. But our rating agencies are telling us, don't do that. You're already, you know, bonded out, and they're absolutely right.
Someone said to me yesterday, just raise the other tax and leave the tolls off the roads. Obviously, you'd prefer to do it another way.
No, I'm holding the line on the other tax. I'm holding the line on income, holding the line on the business tax, holding the line on the sales tax, which we can talk about. So I think some form of electronic tolling, like every other state on the Eastern Seaboard, would raise us $800 million. You know, almost half of that would come from out-of-staters. I've been delighted to help support Andrew Cuomo and his roads in New York. Now it's time for New York to help us out a little bit.
In terms of the sales tax on business services, on the customer side, I assume that some people in this room are concerned about that raising the price to their customers. Is there room for maneuvering and negotiation on this? What's the latest on that, Governor?
Let me tell you what my thinking was on expanding the base on the sales tax. Like I said, we're not raising the income tax rate. We've done that a lot in this state. That's stopping. I'll veto any effort to overturn that. I'm holding the line on the corporate, and I'm holding the line on the sales tax rate. But I have said, look, the sales tax used to fund state government, right? You know, before Low Weicker, before it was all the sales tax. And you sort of say, well, what the hell's happening? Are you just spending so much more money? Well, that's part of it. But also, the sales tax used to apply to about 80% of our economy. That was the over-the-counter, retail, Sears Roebuck economy. The world has changed, and today the sales tax applies to much less than half of our economy. So specifically to your question, it doesn't apply to the digital economy. It barely applies to e-commerce, doesn't apply to digital downloads, doesn't apply to services. The fastest growing pieces of the economy of the sales tax is not applied to. So I gave the legislature a choice when I said we have to plug the last hole in our deficit. I'd like to expand the base to a more reliable source of revenues. Or the alternative they may push back in is to raise the rate a little bit. I hope we don't do that.
I loved your ad that ran on WCBS where I think it was your first campaign ad. You talked about riding in a taxi, and the cab driver was saying, Connecticut is all done. And you started to tell him about all the good things about Connecticut. And I think it's a great idea that you have brought in Indra Nooyi to be a representative and a job hunter for Connecticut. What she brought in Infosys up in Hartford. Is she earning her $0 pay? Is she out there now? What is she doing? What will she do? What does she do for us, Governor?
Indra Nooyi is a great friend of mine. You probably, some of you know that she was a CEO of PepsiCo, and she was retired for, a few days before we snatched her up, and she is co-head of economic development for the state of Connecticut. Just invaluable. Joe, as you pointed out, a few years ago, she introduced me to the head of Infosys, a major IT training company. At that point, the moving vans were leaving Hartford. Aetna's out of here. Woe was us. We needed a shot in the arm. And one reason a lot of these companies were leaving because we didn't have the IT talent in Connecticut that we needed. Infosys came to Hartford despite a cabbie that I got a car to drive this guy up. The guy was bad-mouthing Connecticut the whole way up here. I had to talk to Ravi Kumar off the roof, but Ravi and Infosys is up in Hartford. They're looking to expand further south here in the state, and Indra is helping to lead economic development.
And there's a great video you would enjoy seeing, I think. The day that you announced Indra Nooyi would help you recruit companies to Connecticut, she spoke eloquently about the first time she left India and came to Connecticut and took the Connecticut limousine up into Greenwich. Google Indra Nooyi Governor Lamont announces. It's a beautiful video. We've played on the radio. So
yeah, she tells that, I told about, the Infosys guy coming up and the cabbie badmouth in the state. This is a few years ago now. She loves to tell the story about the first time she arrived in Kennedy Airport coming in from Madras on her way up to Yale Business School where I met her, and the cabbie said, you're going to the greatest state in the country. And if things really work out well, you'll get a job in Connecticut and be able to live in Connecticut. You'll be the luckiest person in the world. And that's why she is so invested in our state.
Please bring some of that back. You have a very tough job. Thank you for coming, Governor.
Joe, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Good to see you. Enjoy breakfast.
Thanks.
Good work.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,